From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Our mission is to connect with our community during this time of social distancing. This year, on the Captain's Log, you'll hear voices from our community near and far about how they're doing, music that resonates, tributes to those living and gone, and more, all with our standard spacey music, Star Trekery, and a dose of hope. We want to hear your voice and your perspective on life during COVID-19. Now it's easier than ever to submit your Captain's Log for our show. You can simply call 520-222-8652 and leave your captain's log as a voicemail for us. That's 520-222-8652. Before you do, please visit kxci.org/programs and click on the Captain's Log Project for further instructions, or email me at amya@kxci.org. Captain's Log, February 21st, 2021. First Officer Amy A. Nationally, COVID cases approach the 30 million number, and in Arizona, we are over 800,000. Double masking is now recommended due to the aggressive new COVID variants. Meanwhile, steadily, people are being vaccinated. In our family, we celebrated the second vaccine of my in-laws this week, and in a Zoom parent-teacher conference, several of my son's teachers shared that they had their second shots as well. This is hopeful. Another celebration this week was NASA's Perseverance rover landing 126 million miles away from Earth on Mars, an ambitious mission carrying sophisticated scientific tools to search for life or evidence of past life on the Red Planet. Here at the Captain's Log Project headquarters, we fully support and applaud this mission. Back on Earth, in Tucson, we had some special guests aboard our virtual ship, Stels and Misty T, from the local band Method to the Madness. Thank you so much for joining me on the Captain's Log Project. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. We're doing good today.
Can you share with me your social distance status?
We've been blessed with the fact that we live next door to each other, so we've been bubble buddies the past year. That is awesome for band practice and creativity.
So we work from home and we don't go out.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
We do everything in-house, everything is delivered. I'm immunocompromised, and I've lost a lot of family members due to the virus, so I've actually been medically ordered to stay in until I have a vaccine.
And how long has it been? Have you been home since March of last year?
February.
The allergies got her in right before all of this hit, so about a month before the coronavirus, she was diagnosed with really bad allergies and told to stay in until she gets them under control.
I went to Banner for pneumonia after, actually, I left a performance at the Hut, and Misty had to drop me at Banner's South Campus, and I passed out when I walked in, and I'd gotten pneumonia, And because I had pneumonia, I was already isolating when it became epic and apparent.
Tell me what your bubble looks like. Describe it for me.
Instead of a living room, we have a studio room where we do our recording and stuff.
And sessions and practice and rehearsal, where everything's set out social distance-wise, 6 feet apart for the drummer, the bass player, and the guitarist. You know, we have UV ray, TSA-type lights that people get swiped down for deliveries or if they come in for rehearsal. House is covered with all of the paintings that Misty and I have done. And then there's my room, and then there's the basement, which we do photo shoots and did a social distancing video in my own basement and my room.
And then there's the backyard, which connects both of our houses.
We share, we're best friends.
And then goes into my house and, you know, have my little bedroom, living room set up, and that's where, you know, I do some of the work, and then I go into my little kitchen area and sit on my computer. Her computer and do the work there.
It's a hellish commute in our pajamas, but we've managed.
Yep.
So you wake up, you do your thing, and then at some point at a pre-approved time, you waltz over to the band practice room.
Right.
Usually with coffee cups in hand, yeah.
Yeah.
What has it been like just really interacting with this small set of people for a year?
This year wasn't bad.
We're definitely sisters. I swear we're sisters from another life. It also kind of helps that we're both twins, so we kind of have that heightened sense already. We just, you know, some things are at a point where it's implied where I don't even need to say it, and I'm just like, get out of my head. It's just you see someone every day, and you work every day. It just strengthened the bond that we had as bandmates and friends, like, I live next door to my sister.
You know, you do get cranky with each other sometimes, just like anybody
would. Pair of sisters.
But you just go home, you know, chill out, do your own thing for a while, and then get back to work whenever everything's settled.
Exactly. If there's a bad, stressful work day, we've reached a rapport where we take breaks, or, you know, just you go to your space, I go to my space. It's like being on a spaceship, pretty much. We were both kind of reclusive before the quarantine and the virus, so life didn't really change in some aspects other than the fact that we're not out engaging in the public as much. We were able to focus on things more that we would have backlogs on normally.
Right. Before we were out, I actually had us booked for about 3 gigs a weekend at least.
For 2 years straight.
And so we didn't have much time for recording and doing the music videos and stuff that we had planned to get done. And now we're having time to get it done.
Which is why there's like this boom of content from us in the past year. We were able to put out several releases and do collaborations and work with other artists remotely, which we wouldn't have the time to do because we're always either auditioning bandmates or trying to find people to collaborate with or playing shows or making appearances and doing things like that. Or we were doing modeling and we just didn't have the time. This gave us a year to just kind of hone our craft.
I really feel that you guys are driven in your work and you're like almost 24/7 inspired. Do you feel that way?
Yeah.
Talk to me about your COVID status.
We've had a lot of it. You know, I often reference when I look at 2020, the whole planet is traumatized. And for me, it was very hard because I lost 17 relatives in the past 12 months, all to COVID. I have a total body count of over 30 people I know personally that have died. So it became very hard for me socially to just be in my glass bubble and watch, you know, and video relatives days before they died just to say goodbye. Like, I attended so many virtual funerals that when I could see the people's reaction to just not believing it's real, it just put me in a complete state of melancholy and depression. You know, I'm kind of glad Misty was close by to kind of help me through that. If I were alone, I don't know. You know, we've had to cut out a lot of people socially who did not observe safe practices for my health reasons. We've turned down shows. You know, they're still writing us, asking us when we're going to come back.
It's not like the flu or anything else. There's no telling who it's going to hit the hardest and who is going to die from it. Because in some cases, it's taken out the perfectly healthy, and in other cases, it's taken out, you know, the ones that had pre-existing health conditions are okay afterwards. So, you know, everybody needs to really be careful and think about what they're doing when they're going out without their masks and things like that.
One of the things that I would stress is that there were two instances in my family that were just horrific. When it first started hitting Italy, I have family in Palermo, and I had a cousin who lived with her mother, her sister, and her daughter. She was asymptomatic, and she was careful. Her mistake was she was going to the church to pray about this disaster and everything, and this is supposed to be a holy place, a safe place, but it's also a very public place where people kneel. And she was going to the mercado and the markets and buying things in the open public where people exchange things. They don't know where she got it, but she contracted and she ended up going to the insane asylum because every member of her household died. She
was asymptomatic.
She was responsible for three of people in her home, her mother, her sister, her daughter. The most recent thing that happened is a cousin of mine in the UK had a girlfriend who didn't take it seriously, who was asymptomatic. Our family has a lot of hereditary pre-existing sensitivities. So this was like our entire family line was under attack. We were just being told by all of the elders in our family, lock your doors. That's why they sent all of the hardcore stuff to protect my son and I, because we're delicate. You know, the Rossies were dying, dropping like flies. He didn't take seriously that his girlfriend didn't take it seriously. No matter how hard he tried, he slept beside her. He died. And she's alive. She has to live with that. So, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, I'm traumatized. And yeah, I'm not going outside until I get a vaccine. I just won't.
I know that was hard to share, Stels, and I thank you for being open, and I hope listeners take this to heart that people are dying, and it is hard. It is very hard, and we ask that people wear masks and take precautions to not only keep yourself safe, but others safe. What songs got you through 2020?
One of the ones that I wrote was based on things that were happening to us right here in town. We received a lot of intolerance over the years as a band for, you know, misogyny, sexism, racism, on both sides. So I just got sick of it, and after a blatant, brutal attack of somebody just raising an army of racists to just come at me last June, we began working on the Bitter Rivals EP and recording. That album took a totally different tone because of everything that happened at that time in our lives. And I released Bittersweet Rivals to just kind of show my concept that creativity, art, and communities are still psychologically segregated, and they don't even realize it. They've just become set in their ways. And being different and breaking the formula, so to speak, caused a lot of backlash. So I wrote Bitter Rivals.
You are tuned in to the Captain's Log Project on KXCI Tucson. You just heard Method to the Madness's song Bitter Rivals, which is the title track off their 2020 EP. Let's hear more from Stelz and Misty T about how they are challenging norms and expectations and how they feel about 2021. Can you describe how you are genre bending and assumption breaking here in music?
So basically, when you look at the music industry, you know that automatically it's a man's world. There's misogyny. Women are sex symbols. It is always a demure, slender figured person that is formula based. The formula is sexy, skinny, and fair-complected. You do not see plus-sized women of color in rock that have left the stereotype of pop singer. You even rarely don't see women of color in rock. It is like being a unicorn. So for Madness, having to have a female-fronted band, which is even more rare in the industry, of a white woman who is slender and attractive, and a plus-sized woman of color who's mixed ethnicities, is like some Dr. Seuss-level surprise.
We've had a lot of problems with people not wanting to put us on because we're women.
Or because of racism.
Yeah.
Or because we don't want to degrade ourselves and have the look that they'd like us to.
Right. I was told that if I was to get up on stage and put on a mini skirt and, you know, show a little cleavage.
And wear some makeup.
People might actually stand and listen to us and that we'd have fans because they'd have something to look at.
I've been told that I need to lose about 50 pounds and actually I should stop playing guitar and that I should listen to the fact that I'm a big black woman and that I was made for blues or soul. And I'm sitting here thinking, creativity has no pigment. It's literally just airwaves. The best thing that I can do is succeed. Because there are moments when I feel like I should just quit and someone comes up and then they message me or they approach me at a show. I've had several. One of the most heartfelt ones was I played with Black Renaissance as the only female black rocker in the state. And a woman's little girls were just dancing and moshing the entire set. And they came up and they hugged me right when I got done putting down my guitar. And their mother asked me and begged me for a picture, and I said, sure. And she said to me, you don't know what it means for them to see someone that looks like them do what you do. And that just hit me to the core. So when I take the stage, it is for everyone in the LGBT community. It is for every child that doubted themselves. It is for everyone who has body positive struggles. It is not just for me.
How are you guys feeling about 2021?
We have got out two videos so far. We're working, collaborating on an album for Clay's legacy.
For Black Man Clay, his family contracted us to do the Seven Principles. So our home studio is working on making that happen, collaborating with people in the community remotely. I'll be judging Tucson's Got Talent as a judge this weekend for my second year. We've got a budding modeling career that's blowing up. We have our artwork that's on sale for artamerica.com, which is turned into a fashion line. We're on our second of four music videos that are being filmed with, you know, Jesus Chano, a fabulous videographer. He's like our official guy. Our podcast show is in its ninth season. We're approaching our 100th episode. We checked our streaming and we're actually getting airplay on seven different continents on all these different streaming platforms, which is making our Facebook blow up and people are reaching out asking us to play in other countries. We're getting airplay on other stations in San Diego and Phoenix and back east and a few places abroad. We just sent EPKs to Germany and the UK. So
we'll see.
We kind of grew up during the quarantine.
So far it looks very good. Positive start so far.
We are also, we've released our EP, Bittersweet Rivals, and now we're working on the full LP, The Asylum, and production for that. You know, we're remotely interviewing to audition possible drummers to collaborate with us for this album, and we're busy.
I wish you luck in your many, many endeavors this year.
And to you as well, Captain.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. Thank you to our guests tonight, Stels and Misty T, from the Tucson-based band Method to the Madness. You can find out more about Method to the Madness, plus listen to this show and all past programs by going to our webpage at kxci.org/programs and clicking on the Captain's Log Project. And don't forget about our new Captain's Log voicemail, where you and anyone you know can leave a voicemail log for the show. Just call 520-222-8652. I'm Amy A. signing off. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place.